The House will come back to order. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a couple of issues that I'd like to bring up in regards to the movement on the floor. I think by now you've realized that we're in a more intimate setting and that sound actually is traveling further and louder. And what I would like to ask of you is, in particular, during roll call votes, that we try to concentrate on our vote and less talk would be appreciative. I didn't realize this until I was sitting up here, what I can hear and how difficult it makes it for the chief clerk, so that if you would also project out an aye or a nay and concentrate on that when we're doing the roll call vote. Also, it was brought to my attention the concerns about where you're standing when you vote. It is okay for you to vote by the podium, between the podium and the glass windows there. What is important is that you need to be within this room, within the doorways to vote. So that's the same as when we were in the Capitol. So just keep that in mind. No being out in the lobby or in the hallway. And the next thing I would like to do is have our in-house expert come up and talk to us about our 30-second rule. We've been working on that over the lunch hour so that you can understand that. Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has to do with the rebuttals on an introductory vote. This prime sponsor gets 2 minutes. And this is under rule 13-1 C. And the fine representative from the center of the state tried to clarify it, and I just want to make sure it's absolutely clear to folks. So on rebuttal, there's 2 minutes total. No one legislator can take more than 1 minute, but there is no limit on the number of people that can speak within that 2 minutes. So you could line up 10 people, as long as you don't extend beyond 2 minutes to say no or yes or whatever, or no, I guess, rebuttals. There is no limit of the number of people within that 2 minutes. There's only a limit on one individual expending more than 1 minute. So I hope that's clear, that three or four of you can line up and say no, 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 no. So there is no limit in that. Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Representative Barlow. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're working out the kinks, so please do not hesitate to approach any of us to see if we can make this system work better. And I just thank you for your patience. And we are now at that business to introduce House Bill number 36.
House Bill 36 from Representative McKim, an act relating to livestock dealers.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I move House Bill 36 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is kind of a cleanup bill. We actually had finished our interim topics, and then one of the departments noticed that the one of the items actually expired this year in July, and this is dealing with the livestock dealers. And so, therefore, they called us up, and I said I would sponsor a bill to try and cover that. So actually what happens here, this is a definition of the livestock dealer, but it also requires a livestock dealer to register. Well, I can hear that echoing. So all this does is that is extend the deadline for 10 more years, and that was the original I got it down pretty low, but it's
can we check to make sure there are no other mics on?
Something's on.
Representative McKim, if you stand back a little bit more.
I'll try it. I'll push it way away from me. How's that? Can you hear? Okay.
Yep.
We'll try that then. It is just echoing there. Anyway, all this does is extend the deadline to 2026 instead of 2016. It just requires them to register and to keep records of their transactions. Now, just by way of thought, this is not for just a normal type person. This is for the commercial livestock dealer. One's dealing in it for money. So, no other questions?
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to Bill 36? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart. Burkhart?
Excuse.
Burkhart excused. Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Excused.
Connolly excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Excuse.
Greer excused. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman. Harshman excused. Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparic. Kinner. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Laux. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Moniz excused. Nicholas.
Excused.
Nicholas excused. Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Pennell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman?
Aye.
Harshman, excused to aye. Burkhart?
Aye.
Excused to aye. Greer?
Aye.
Excused to aye. Stubson? I already have. So, are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 1 no, 5 excused.
House Bill 36 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 4.
House Bill 4 from Representative Byrd, an act relating to labor and employment.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. I'd like to move at this time House Bill 4 and ask for its favorable introductory vote. House Bill 4 is one we've seen before. It's minimum wage. Without going into a whole bunch of explanation about this, if you've been around this body, you know why this bill keeps coming back, because we haven't addressed this matter. We should address this matter. It deserves our discussion, and I would hope for a favorable introductory vote. Thank you.
Does anyone want to speak in opposition to House Bill 4? Representative Halverson.
Thank you. I just have a question. I'm not rising in support or opposition. I have a question. Are there any jobs in the state of Wyoming that are tied to the minimum wage? That is my only question.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition of the bill? Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. As far as I know, the only jobs that are tied directly to that are federal jobs. But the reason this bill comes is because we need to address this fact in the sense that those people who are living below living wage standards come to the local communities and need public assistance to make up that difference. That means we're giving the employers basically a get-out-of-jail card. They need to step up to the plate, because the other side of this is public assistance. It comes from us.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Barlow. Baldwin. Baldwin?
No.
Barlow.
No.
Berger. Blackburn.
Nope.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
Nope.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
No.
Halverson. Harshman.
No.
Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparic. Kinner. Kirkbride. Croker. Krohn. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Lauchs. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Paxton. Helke. Petroff. Piperinen. Pinnell. Reeder. Schwartz. Schwartz. Summers. Steinmetz. Stebson. Throne. Walters. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 9-aye, 49 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 4 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 5.
House Bill 5 from Representative Byrd, an act relating to labor and employment.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I bring to you House Bill number 5 and move it at this time. House Bill number 5 has to do with a job application question that's usually on the written portion. It asks you if you've been convicted or have been arrested. That is basically a discriminatory question, and it precludes a lot of applicants from getting actually what would be considered a fair and even-handed interview. 13 other states have already removed this from job applications and see no pushback or no ramifications from this. What it does not prohibit is in the interview, if the person conducting that interview wants to ask that question, that is fair game. Again, that is fair game. There are no restrictions around this. It can be asked, and the interviewee is obligated to answer that. Again, taking this one step farther, most companies already do background checks of individuals. So this is really kind of just one of those things that needs to go away for the better, just so people have a better chance at holding a conversation when they go in for a job interview. So I would hope that you give this a favorable introduction vote so we can discuss it more.
Anyone like to speak in opposition of the bill? Representative Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I owned a pizza delivery chain for a number of years, and our insurance company would not allow us to employ anyone with a DUI. We would lose our insurance if anyone had a DUI. If I'm hiring a financial manager for my company, shouldn't I have the right to ask if anybody's been convicted of a crime? I mean, if they're going to have access to my financial accounts. And if I'm going to ask them later, it just seems to be a waste of time to bring them back for something for which I know they're not qualified. They're going to either need to fill out another form when they come back, or I'm going to ask them a question, which then becomes a he said, she said, if it's ever questioned in court that, you know, they answered the question correctly or not. So I want to help people who have served sentences to get great jobs, but there are certain jobs that aren't appropriate, and it just seems like an unnecessary burden to businesses.
Anyone else would like to speak in opposition of the bill? Seeing none, Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. In response to that, those jobs that are indicated there, they require a background check. Again, it is not prohibited for the person who is the interviewer from asking that question, ascertaining that information. However, if some person did commit something like a DUI when they were 16 years old or 18 years old, they carry that throughout their entire employment history as to whether they are going to be eligible for the job just by checking that box. I think the discretion should be... Thank you, Madam Chairman.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly. Dayton. Edmonds. Edwards. Eklund. Esquivel. Freeman. Gay, excused. Greer. Greer. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparic. Kinner. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Paxton. Pelkey. Petroff. Piperinen. Pinnell. Reeder. Schwartz. Summers. Steinmetz. Stebson. Throne. Walters. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 10 aye, 48 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 5 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 12.
House Bill 12, introduced by Representative Allen, an act relating to game and fish.
Representative Allen.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I move House Bill 12, and I ask for your favorable consideration. And 2 minutes is not enough time to really give this a good explanation, so I'll go as fast as I can. I apologize for the worldwide fan club that I seem to have stirred up. But at any rate, the reason for this bill and the timeliness of this bill is that since 1991, we've had a 210,000 deer decline and a 65% decline in harvest of deer. Just in, if I compare 2 years, 1991 and 2012, just 1 year comparison, not all the intervening years, that's a $12 million loss in license revenues to the state. And it is also less deer for youth to hunt. And so we talk about hunter recruitment. How do we get more kids out hunting? And deer is sort of an entry-level species. And it is a, anyway, so what the bill would do is it would allow, would allow trapping of mountain lions as regulated by the Game of Fish. And the devices, the trapping devices are in definitions or would be in definitions and regulated that way. And so, the reasons, back to the reasons for the bill, excuse me, is again, we can't blame this entire decline in deer on mountain lions, but in the especially in the northwest corner of the state, we have five major predators or predatory species: grizzly bear, black bear, wolves, mountain lions, coyotes, and so anyway, combined, those predators are taking a real toll on the mule deer and the bighorn sheep and the moose calves and the elk calves. So I believe that if we bring this bill and give the Game of Fish the authority to regulate this trapping, thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to House Bill 12? Representative Crone.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. On and against the bill, and I certainly appreciate and respect the representative from District 33's position, but I've got to tell you, the people in his business in my county have expressed great concerns with this bill because it really is indiscriminate. It really is. It not only could affect what the lion population, but it could also affect other animals and other wildlife that are out there. And so not only are guides and outfitters in my jurisdiction concerned about the nature of the indiscriminate nature of the trapping, but they're also concerned, other sportsmen are concerned too. And so although I appreciate and very much support the intention of the bill, I don't think this is the way to do it. So on and against House Bill 12. Thank you.
Does anyone else like to speak in opposition of 12? Representative Pelkey.
Thank you. On and against the bill, I am out. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm opposed to this bill largely because the means by which we're attempting to control mountain lions in the state is indiscriminate. One newspaper in this state relayed the story of a family that lost three relatively large dogs over the course of a weekend to snares. I'm concerned also that we're attributing mule deer decline solely to the expansion in some areas of mountain lions, when in fact some of those populations have rebounded significantly as we improve habitat, and those losses may be attributed to habitat loss as much as they are to predation.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition to House Bill 12? Seeing none, Representative Allen.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. So there's traps all over the state already, and so if I don't believe that more dogs or whatever will be caught in traps, there is a solution to this. They're called live traps. That way, if you catch a kitten, for example, you just open the gate. You can do it with a long string. So I don't believe that's a problem. It's a perceived problem. The Wind River Indian Reservation, the lions are classified as predators. You can shoot them, trap them if you're a tribal member. There is precedence for this.
Time.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye. Yagi. Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden. Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Piperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stebson.
Aye.
Throne. Walters.
Aye.
Wilson. Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Madden? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 34 aye, 24 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 12 has failed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 24.
House Bill 24 from the Travel Committee, an act relating to game and fish.
Chairman Petroff?
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. We would not like to move House Bill 24 at this time. Thank you.
When does she want to lay it?
Madam Chairman Petroff, how long would you like to lay the bill back to? This afternoon or tomorrow?
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. If we could move it to tomorrow, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you. House Bill 24 has been laid back until February 10th. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 2.
House Bill Resolution 2 from Representative Blake, a joint resolution recognizing the contributions of Kenny Sailors to the game of basketball.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I move House Joint Resolution Number 2 and ask for your favorable consideration. What can you say about Kenny Sailors that hasn't been said recently? The inventor of the jump shot, 1943, won the national championship for Wyoming. Then they turned around and beat St. John's, who won the National Invitation Tournament, which is even a larger tournament. I got this idea from an ex-legislator from Evanston, sent me a Facebook post and said I should run this. So I got it all done. I wrote a lot of the resolution myself, got some help with LSO, and I got it posted 3 days before Mr. Sailors passed away. So he's in the Collegiate Hall of Fame. He's in the University of Wyoming Hall of Fame, but he is not in the Naismith Memorial National Basketball Hall of Fame, which is the oldest, most prestigious Hall of Fame there is. Jump shot, Bob Nicholas, thank you. The Naismith was the inventor of basketball. The jump shot revolutionized basketball as we know it today. What greater tribute can we pay to the only member who has his number retired by the University of Wyoming, number 4, than to help him get elected to the Naismith Hall of Fame? He's on the list to go in this year. This will just do nothing but help him get him over the top. I please ask for your support in this resolution. Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings, Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
House Joint Resolution Number 2 has been introduced and is assigned to the Committee Number 6, TRW, and the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 48.
House Bill 48 from Representative Reeder, an act relating to administration of government.
Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I would move House Bill 48 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill deals with state spending and revenues and public reporting. This is an act relating to administration of the government, requiring monthly public reports on the use of the governor's exercise of specified budget powers, on the state agency contracts for services and supplies, and on revenues received by the state agencies as specified. If you'll see on page 2, the governor shall make available monthly for public inspection the exercise of his authority under paragraph B, Romanet 2, which is what we call B11, the transfer between departments, divisions. This would be made public so we all could see what was going on there. And that would be made available on the Wyoming Public Finance and Expenditure Fund's website, as well as the rest of these reports. Under agencies, they would make available for public inspection any contract or other agreement entered into by that agency for supplies or services subject to this section. So again, we could see what they're buying, you know, bid waivers, those kind of things. Also under public finance, all participating state entities shall provide to this department for inclusion reports accounting for all revenues received by that participating state entity that qualify as public financial information, regardless of source. So if they apply for grants, anything like that, they would be made public so we know what's going on.
Time.
Thank you.
Anyone wishing to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Byrd?
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. In a time when we're tightening our belts, we're trying to make every dollar go as far as we can. This is an unfunded mandate, and it will only create overburden for everybody listed on there and just tie them in knots. I think this is not actually a good time to bring this. If we think that this is necessary, we need to probably bring it back in a different session. Thank you.
Representative Reeder.
To address that question, if you look on the last page, there's no significant physical or personnel impact. I think this is the time we do need to see this so we can see how we transfer money between these divisions. And I think it's nothing but good government to put that out there to the public. Thank you.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye, aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton. Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay, excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 44 aye, 14 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 48 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 49.
House Bill 49 from the Transportation Committee, an act relating to abandoned vehicles.
Chairman Zwanitzer Dave.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I move House Bill 49. I would ask for your favorable consideration. And for the explanation on the bill, I would turn that over to the fine representative from House District 59.
Representative Laux.
Madam Chairman, thank you. This bill is a result of a lot of work by the Transportation Committee. During the interim, they asked for a subcommittee to be formed on abandoned vehicles. It's been a problem that's been out there for a long time. It's been tried to address for a long time. During the subcommittee, we brought together everybody, people from the county clerks were represented, county treasurers, the sheriff's department, the towing industry, the trucking association, Department of Revenue, and YDOT, all to try to deal with the problem that it has to do with people and their abandoned vehicles. And basically what it did, it put a new title into statute called the junk title, where a vehicle that's deemed abandoned or junked basically will get a title where it has to go to be crushed. It can't be resold. And the majority of it is definitions of what an abandoned vehicle is, which you find where it starts on page 5. What's happened to a lot of your towing companies is they'll end up either they could have a vehicle in possession because of a law enforcement that's on the highway. Another side of the issue is on private property, but it's a means for them to get a legitimate title so they can get rid of it and have it crushed and to go to the crusher, period. Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing no opposition, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake. Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Loy.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Helke. Petroff, Piperinen, Pennell, Reeder, Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 49 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 26.
House Bill 26 from Representative Lindholm, an act relating to the Wyoming Money Transmitter Act.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader, and I move House Bill 26 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the 63rd, we're back looking at the Wyoming Transmitters Act again. There is a similar piece of legislation out there. The difference between this one and the one that was presented by the chairman of the judiciary earlier is how we handle that situation. The reason why we're handling the situation, just for a reminder, we've actually lost some business in the state of Wyoming over the last year from some of these new and emerging technologies. We did have several businesses that fled the state because of an overburdensome regulation developed by the Wyoming Banking Division, and that's what this looks to correct. What this piece of legislation does is it puts these digital currencies on the same level playing field as any other currency that is currently handled by the Wyoming Transmitters Act. In doing so, you can see on page 2, under K, on line 9, under that puts it under permissible investment. So it says digital currencies are permissible investments. It's saying that you can and you should have the choice to use these digital currencies if you so choose to do so. And with that, I'll stand for questions, Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to House Bill? Seeing no opposition. Oh, Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor. Just a question for the bringer. So does this allow the the agency to regulate this then? This puts it at the same level of regulation as the others, because I don't think that's what the act this morning was doing. It was actually removing it from regulation. So would you clarify that potential misunderstanding on my part? Thank you.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. So the question is actually very astute. The difference between the two is the earlier one that you heard from the Chairman of Judiciary is it actually pulls it away and exempts it out. This puts the consumer protection level still in there that we expect under the Wyoming Transmitters Act. I hopefully that explains it.
All right. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker. Baldwin. Barlow. Berger. Blackburn. Flake. Burkhart. Hurd. Campbell. Kennedy. Clem. Connolly. Dayton. Edmonds. Edwards. Eklund. Esquivel. Freeman. Gay excused. Greer. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparic. Kinner. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Paxton. Kelke. Petroff. Piperinen. Pennell. Reeder. Schwartz. Summers. Steinmetz. Stubson. Throne. Walters. Wilson. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 51 ayes, 7 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 26 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. And the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 47.
House Bill 47 from Representative Reeder, an act relating to refugees resettlement.
Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I would move House Bill 47 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill was really put together so we could have a procedure in plan. In no way is it trying to regulate immigration or refugees or anything like that. It's to actually give us a process on how we can do it and a public process. It's requiring legislative approval on a refugee resettlement plan. It also is providing for assignment to a committee and providing for public hearings. What we do on page 2 is this bill actually appropriates the authority to the legislature. According to the 1980 Act, there's only two people that can submit this program. It's the governor or it's the legislative authority. So this is granting that so we can get public process into this program, especially one of importance. It also, the refugee settlement plan shall be submitted to the legislature on page 3 with the following items. The 6 items that are listed there are actually listed in the 1980 Refugee Resettlement Act. The same information that a governor or anybody would have to submit in order to get funding. So we just go over those again in the process. This management councils will assign this to a resettlement plan to a joint interim committee where it can be discussed and vetted properly and then brought to this legislative body if they so desire to bring something before us in order to consider and pass it forward. Thank you.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. More in the line of a question. I know that once refugees are in the country, they can move anywhere they want to, just like anyone with a green card or any one of us. So in reviewing this, and I see also it does not specifically require a plan,
the bill is only for if the governor and the legislature chose to have a plan. So as far as I can tell, there would actually be no impact on the number of refugees in Wyoming now or on any future number of refugees because of people's ability to move. So if it could just be clarified, seeing as it doesn't require a plan and people can come and go as they want to, what would be the impact of the bill, and what would happen if there wasn't a plan?
Representative Connolly?
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. My first time at the mic, so I had to get used to it. I, too, want to just follow up with a question and also a concern following with the good representative from Cheyenne. And that's that it seems to me that this could be a solution looking for a problem. From what I've just seen, that in a recent fiscal year, there are only 50,000 refugees. Only one went to Montana. Again, refugees are legal immigrants in the United States, vetted before they come across the border. They have the right to move anywhere. To me, what I've seen is the governor has simply asked for the faith community to work with him and the Humanities Council to consider having a refugee resettlement program in the state like every other state in the nation has. So, again, this seems really detailed for a non-issue at this point.
Time. Would anyone else like to speak in opposition of the bill? Representative Reeder.
Thank you. Well, first of all, there is no physical or personal impact in this. And yes, refugees, according to the 1980 Refugee Resettlement Act, refugees can go anywhere. This would only address if we were to decide to have a program on how to pay for them while they're here, housing, schooling. It would have to be laid out so we understood where the dollars are coming from, federal, our state. I don't believe that since we do not have a program at this time, this would just simply give us a process and an open process on
time.
Thank you.
The chief clerk will call roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton. Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Heparinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 44 aye, 14 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 47 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 54.
House Bill 54 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to labor and employment.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I move House Bill 54 for introduction and ask for your favorable vote, and Representative Edmonds will explain it.
Representative Edmonds.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. This is an amendment bill. It's a committee bill. It's very simple. There are currently three permissible collection methods for improperly paid unemployment benefits. and those are recoupment, recovery by civil action, and voluntary reimbursement agreement. This bill adds a fourth method for that collection, and that is through the Treasury Offset Program of the U.S. Treasury. This turns over the information if the state has failed to collect, recoup the money through traditional means, and then the U.S. Treasury uses its database to look for any payments that may be coming to said person from the federal government. It will flag them and then confiscate the money, essentially. They will be informed about it by the federal government, and this is only a last resort, but it is an amendment, and it adds to our toolbox for collection. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay excused, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, aye. Wilson, aye. Winters, Swanitzer-Dan, Swanitzer-Dan, no. Swanitzer-Dave. Aye. Mr. Speaker, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 5 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 54 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 57.
House Bill 57 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to public welfare.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I move introduction of House Bill 57 and upper payment limit program for private hospitals. This morning we passed the companion bill to this, which is House Bill 74, and it's for public hospitals. And I'll turn the explanation over this to Representative Larson.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Folks, to help you understand this bill, I try to explain a little bit how this Medicaid funding works. Medicaid sets up a maximum rate that they'll reimburse health care providers for services. This is referred to as an upper payment limit. Medicaid also sets the percentage of federal funds they will give to a state to enhance the state's funds dedicated for Medicaid services. So in Wyoming, that matches 50%. So for every dollar the state spends on approved Medicaid services, we get a matching dollar of federal money. But this combination of state and federal funds doesn't mean that the provider will be reimbursed at the highest rate allowed by CMS, meaning the upper payment limit. The amount of funds a state puts into their Medicaid program will determine how close to the upper payment limit the reimbursements to the health care provider will be. If the reimbursable amount is less than the upper payment limit, then we have what is referred to as a payment gap. Currently, there's a payment gap in Wyoming for hospitals and long-term care facilities. CMS allows for a self-imposed assessment or tax on the providers to close that gap. This assessment will be paid into the state Medicaid program, which then will be matched with federal dollars, and then the sum total of the assessment money and the matching federal money will be redistributed back to the health care providers using a formula based on the number of Medicaid patients served by the respective provider. Long-term care providers in the state have been paying this provider tax for a number of years, and our non-private hospital...
Would anyone like to speak in opposition to the bill? Hearing none, the chief clerk will... Oh, excuse me. Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. This is a tax on hospitals. The tax is collected, it's shuffled around, and it's redistributed to other providers. If this passes, I will have much more information on this, but make no mistake about it. This is a tax on hospitals that are doing better than other hospitals, and it will be redistributed after it gets laundered via Washington, D.C. formulas, and it is another step closer to Medicaid expansion. I urge your no vote.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This is for private hospitals. It has nothing to do with Medicaid expansion, and it's self-imposed, and is the private hospitals have come to us requesting this. It would estimated that this assessment, this self-imposed assessment or tax, would bring $9.7 million Medicaid dollars to these hospitals that have been covering uncompensated care.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Hurd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller. Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Blackburn, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Clem, no to aye. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 7 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 57 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 50.
House Bill 50 from the Management Council. An act relating to appropriations for the legislature.
Speaker Pro Tem Stubson.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I would move House Bill 50 and ask for your aye vote. This is the... This is the biennial legislative feed bill. Includes appropriations for legislative staff, for the session, for legislators, for the interim. It also includes the revolving fund for legislative laptops, travel costs, funding for new legislator training, management council, a contingency of $125,000. But is the way we fund our legislature for the next 2 years, and it's a fairly flat budget, as I recall, and as I also recall, there's actually fewer employees in LSO than the last time around. So I'd ask for your aye vote.
Would anyone like to speak in opposition of the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Hurd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Piperinen, aye.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
House Bill 50 has been introduced and is assigned to committee number 12, Rules. The next order of business is reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Education, to whom is referred House Bill 13, Public Records Student Communications, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Freeman, Hunt, Yegi, Kinner, Northrup, Paxton, Piperinen, Summers, and Throne. Signed by Representative Northrup, Chairman. Madam Speaker, your committee, Agriculture, State, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 41, Omnibus Water Bill - Construction, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Hunt, Yegi, Larson, Lindholm, and McKim, signed by Representative McKim, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 55, Nurse Licensure Compact-1, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Labor, Health and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 56, Advanced Practice Nurse Licensure Compact, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairperson.
The next order of business are committee assignments. I'm sorry, announcements. Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will be meeting tomorrow morning, February 10th, at 8 a.m. in room H38 to consider House Bill 18, Wolves and Grizzly Bears, Limited State Action.
Vice Chairman Kasparik.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor. Leader, your committee number 9, Minerals, will meet tomorrow morning, Wednesday, February 10th at 8 a.m. in the Jonah Room, H37, to hear the following bills. House Bill 11, Energy Producing States, Coalition Extension, House Bill 10, Clean Water Revolving Fund Amendments, and House Bill 28, Cease and Transfer Program Local Government Funding.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet upon adjournment, 10 minutes after adjournment, in House 38 of the Jonah Room, and we will discuss House Bill 19, Statewide Student Assessment.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Your committee number 10 will meet Wednesday, tomorrow, February 10th, 10 minutes after adjournment in Jonah Room H37, where we will hear three bills, House Bill 59, Health Care Statutory Compliance, House Bill 60, State Health Facility Mission Statutory Compliance, and House Bill 63, Health Care Facility Receivership Act. And we'll adjourn by 6 o'clock.
Okay. Chairman Zwanis or Dave?
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet in about 10 to 15 minutes in H37 to hear two license plates bills, the tribal license plate and the retired firefighter's license plate renewal.
Okay. Majority Whip Hunt.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Quick announcement. Folks, we just a friendly reminder, we do need to keep our conversations and chatter down. I don't think we're talking any more or any louder than we normally do, but we do need to keep in mind that the confines of this room, as opposed to a regular House chamber, I've been kind of sitting around different points around the room, and I think that for one, with our low ceiling, there's nowhere for our sound to escape, so it just bounces right back at us, and our desks are a little more scrunched together. So just a friendly reminder, it's a little harder to muffle the sound here than it is at our usual home. So keep that in mind and carry on. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem Stubson.
Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. I just want to provide you all with the general fund bill or the general file bills for tomorrow, and that'll be House Bill 13, House Bill 41, House Bill 55, and House Bill 56. And with that, Madam Majority Floor Leader, I would move that the House adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Just for clarification for the floor, we're going to wait until adjourn until 11 to allow JAC to finish as many of their callbacks as they can, try to get the general appropriations bill done as soon as we can, so that will allow them a little more time to do it.
You've heard the motion. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. The House will stand at ease until 11 a.m. tomorrow, February 10th. We are adjourned.